Hello and welcome to the Funny Pearls podcast. I'm Philippa Hall and together with Medha Jolly, I edit Funny Pearls, the online magazine dedicated to showcasing humour by women. I'll be reading a story by one of our regular contributors, Rebecca Taylor. This story takes the form of a letter, as do many others written by Rebecca. The title of this story is Dear Miss. Dear Miss Finch Barton, following the parent-teacher meeting on February 2nd and your subsequent correspondence, I am writing in haste to clarify what is clearly a misunderstanding. I cannot deny that I was, at first, somewhat bewildered at your suggestion that Celeste repeat a year of school. However, having had some time to reflect upon your proposal, as you so kindly recommended I do, I now believe I am in a position to explain what may lie behind Celeste's consistently poor performance and emerging emotional instability. Celeste has, from a young age, in addition to her considerable academic flair, shown signs of artistic talent to a degree that frankly baffled her father and me, both of us being more conventionally academically minded. We could only look on in awe as Celeste took to her piano lessons and threw herself into recitals, demonstrating the sort of talent that just is and cannot be learned. We always regarded these talents as gifts. However, as a result of my reflections, I have now come to see the situation in a different light, and I am no longer completely without empathy for your more traditional viewpoint. Standing on the verge of adulthood and being forced to prioritise one talent in favour of the others, Celeste is struggling to express the unavoidable feelings that such dilemmas impose on a young person. Even I have to admit that the reason Celeste may occasionally have lashed out at school, while also appearing to be underperforming, is the consequence of the heavy burden that this predicament presents. Having read a fair amount of psychology literature recently, I fear what Celeste may be doing is actively muting certain talents in order to ease the choice. It is also important to remember that Celeste has always been a good soul, who is uncomfortable seeing her peers fall behind. It's a paradox, isn't it, that a girl this gifted should be so lacking in competitive spirit? What appears on the surface to be incapability is, I now understand, the reverse. Celeste performs poorly, as you so succinctly phrase it, because she is, in fact, ahead of her peers and subconsciously suppresses her advantage in order to conform. I feel tearful even thinking of the strain such efforts must have put on her young soul. On this basis, I suggest the following. Rather than taking time out for extra study and restarting the lower sixth form in the autumn, Celeste should be moved directly into the upper sixth immediately. This way, she will not be forced to hold herself back in order for others to keep up. And any behavioural issues should be easily smoothed out as a result of her being free of these frustrations. Yours sincerely, Fiona Mitchell. Dear Miss by Rebecca Taylor. Rebecca is based in South London, a former television producer. She now works as a ghostwriter on biographies. Rebecca Taylor is the pseudonym she uses when she writes for Funny Pearls. The story was read by me, Philippa Hall, and the music is by Sam Tannenbaum. If you enjoyed this story, you can find more by Rebecca Taylor as well as many other short stories, life pieces, and cartoons at funnypearls.com.